Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, November 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we want to remind you of some active warrants we have in Hardy County. Andy Mendoza has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of methamphetamine, and Andrew Fabila Jr. has a local warrant for felony battery and child abuse. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events: New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. Reservations for Highlands County have concluded, and in Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required. You can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by this coming Monday, November 15th, to receive your meal pickup time. So you have just a few more days to call ahead and reserve your time for the celebration dinner. The number again is 863-773-2022. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold. So if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online with a major debit or credit card by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. Your jobs here in the area: Classic Caladiums LLC is looking for a farm manager assistant, U.S. work authorization, a high school diploma or GED, 2 years of farming experience, and Spanish fluency or English and Spanish fluency are required. Fast and Friendly Pharmacy is looking for a temporary handyman. Interested candidates can call 813-679-0133 or 863-457-3295. The numbers again are 813-679-0133 or 863-457-3295. And the Pike Corporation is looking for a Class C overhead lineman. You can look at more of these jobs and the requirements for that one at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can also message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment. Music.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 84. A 43% chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly cloudy with showers. Shade temperature is 78 degrees. The maximum UV index is 3 moderate. Winds west at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 6. The humidity 67%, very humid. Excellent air quality. The dew point also 67. Cloud cover 70%. 0.01 inches of rain, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 25,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers until late afternoon, then partly sunny late in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs around 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear with highs in the mid-70s and lows in the lower 50s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and your weekend. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau has presented Shelby and Kevin Lussier with the organization's 2021 Achievement in Agriculture Award. According to the Florida Farm Bureau, this high honor recognizes young farmers and ranchers for their skill at farm production, development of their agricultural enterprise, and service to Farm Bureau and the local community. The Lussiers raise dairy cattle and own a handcrafted artisan cheese business, Hawthorne Creek Creamery, in Hawthorne, Florida. With the opening of its new Engineering Production and Innovation Center, Upside Foods is taking the next step in bringing cultivated meat to consumers. CEO Uma Valetti says when we founded Upside in 2015, it was the only cultivated meat company in a world of skeptics. And when we talked about our production dreams, they were just that. Dreams. In their 53,000 square foot Emeryville, California production facility, Upside will produce any species of meat, poultry, or seafood from animal cells. The House Ag Committee heard from farm groups on challenges to the supply chain last week. The American Soybean Association and National Biodiesel Board expressed concerns over labor and shipping, but say there is plenty of soy oil supplies for the food sector. ASA President Kevin Scott says there is currently no soy oil shortage, nor is one envisioned by year end, but there are very real supply chain challenges impacting agriculture.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs. needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Southeastern farmers and ranchers are beginning to plan for what may be a very different way of production in the future. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has created web-based tools that will help visualize and communicate how climate conditions may change at a local level. Luann Dahlman with the NOAA Program Office says one such tool is the Climate Explorer. It offers climate projections through 2100 for every county in the United States. And Dahlman says the Climate Explorer now has regional data for the Southeast.
This will give you access to some pages that are plain language narratives about what's happening to the climate.
The tool shows climate projections for temperature, precipitation, and related climate variables for two possible futures, one in which humans make a significant attempt to reduce global emissions of heat-trapping gases, and one in which the rate of global emissions continues rising through 2100.
Some ways for people to explore what's going on in climate, with climate in their region, and they also come with case studies, what people have done about this. So for instance, alert system helps strawberry growers reduce costs. That's climate related.
There's also a section on taking steps to resilience, which is part of its risk management framework.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing mixed on Wall Street, the S&P 500 on track for its first weekly loss in 6 weeks. The benchmark index eked out a gain of just under 0.1%, while gains in technology companies helped put the NASDAQ up 0.5%. The mixed showing came a day after a surge in inflation tripped up the major indexes. Disney sank 7.1% in heavy trading after reporting a slowdown in subscriber gains at its streaming channel. Bond trading closed for today. The Dow was down 158 points to finish at 35,921. The NASDAQ gained 81 to 15,704. The S&P 500 up 2 points to 4,649. New York oil rose 25 cents to $81.59 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Kevin Durant scored 30 points, and James Harden had his 59th career triple-double in the Brooklyn Nets' 123-90 victory at Orlando last night. Durant says Harden makes everyone else's job easier.
Having somebody like James who just commands so much attention once he gets into the lane is good for our shooters. You know, it gets them wide open. So tonight, you know, he penetrated, got wherever he wanted, and was able to kind of put everybody in place. So it's a great one.
Brooklyn is now 8-4. Milwaukee blew a 24-point lead before beating the New York Knicks 112-100. Charlotte down Memphis 118-108 to snap a 5-game losing streak. Chicago's 15 three-pointers gave them a 117-107 win over Dallas. Washington scored the final 5 points in beating Cleveland 97-94. It was Detroit 112, Houston 104. The Rockets dropped to 1-10. Oklahoma City defeated New Orleans 108-100. The Pelicans lost for the 8th straight time while falling to 1-11. This is Esser in Sports.
San Antonio never trailed in 136-117 rout of Sacramento. Jason Tatum had 22 points in Boston's 104-88 victory over Toronto. Celtics guard Marcus Smart, with 13 points, brought up their 23-point loss to the Raptors last month.
You know, they came in last time and they ran us off the floor, and we made sure that that didn't happen again tonight.
Frank Kaminsky scored career-high 31 in Phoenix's 119-109 win over Portland. It was Denver 101, Indiana 98. The Lakers overtime, Miami won 121-117. Golden State 123, Minnesota 110. The NHL, William Nylander scored twice in Toronto's 3-0 win over Philadelphia. Nylander's second period goal saw the puck deflect off his right toe and under the goalie's right arm. It originally was ruled no-go by the officials due to a kicking motion, but overturned after video review.
Well, I didn't really know. I didn't really know how, if I kicked it or not. But, I mean, when I got to the bench, they told me it was a goal. So then I was pretty confident that it would be a goal.
Nashville doubled up Dallas 4-2. It was Minnesota 5, Arizona 2. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Drive-thru is also open, and you can go online to fnbwauchula.com or download their mobile banking app. Your quote for the day: cats shouldn't be trusted, especially the lion ones. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.